Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Sure enough, this is Green Medicine Radio. And yeah, my parents tell me my name is Jonathan. And it's last name Wright, and there you are. Usually we do get our names from our parents, don't we? Most of the time. Not always. Well, anyway, best get on to Green Medicine Radio here. Welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. As you know, this is a call-in or show. Or if you're at home, you call out, don't you? And the numbers are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, or try 800-465-8700, 800-465-8770. That works well, too. Okay, for most of the next hour, we'll discuss how health can be improved and maintained and healthy longevity extended with the use of nature's substances and energies. I'm going to try to avoid politics if I can this Saturday. Hopefully I'll be able to do that. And stick with health, all of which is based on published science and the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic's physicians since 1973. And most importantly, definitely is most important, the who knows how long history of nature, creation, and humans. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Marina Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, the Tahoma Clinic, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to discuss, and not cuss, just discuss, maintaining good health according to nature's original plan every Saturday. To stay as healthy as possible for as long as possible, it's important to be guided by the fact that nature and creation have never, ever used any patent medicines. In fact, they didn't have any. Also, sometimes called drugs or pharmaceuticals, to build or maintain human bodies. Do we eat patent medicines for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even a snack? Probably not. Patent medicines can occasionally be very important or even life-saving in an emergency. But when the emergency is over, a healthy life requires restoring as much as possible the original functions of our bodies. And to do that, we must have the original substances and energies given to us by nature and creation. Nothing else works as well. Just think about it. Yeah, nothing else works as well. How could a molecule that's never been found before on the planet, before somebody hung a patent on it, how could it work as well? Huh. Hadn't been around humans for all that time and now expected to be helpful? Yeah, right. Newspapers and radio have been replete with advertisements for stem cell treatments for a variety of problems, especially for painful osteoarthritis. Stem cells are indeed natural. Yep. And can be quite effective for some problems and are usually harmless unless they're injected into eyeballs and cause blindness, as happened 2 years ago in Florida. And they can do a whole lot of good, but we need to remember that a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of any health problem. And if we can find the cause, that's the thing to go after. Stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates vary widely. One site told us a few months ago that the price ranges from as little as, quote-unquote, $1,700 per treatment for platelet-rich plasma to $11,300 for a complete marrow-derived, bone marrow that is, I guess, derived stem cell procedure. NBC News reported the average session cost can range from $6,000 to $20,000. Yet another stem cell information website told us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis of the knee, starts at $5,000. And they say it can be as high as $10,000. That's dollars, of course. Listeners who subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter may have read about this already. So if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio or go out in the sunshine, please do. But for everyone else, the next information may be hard to believe, but here it is. Now, I'm not kidding. For less than $200 a year, that's per year, not per month. Yep, for less than $200 a year, osteoarthritis can be completely controlled in over 95% of individuals who try it. Mm-hmm. With a good old B vitamin called niacinamide. No kidding, less than $200 a year versus thousands of dollars versus stem cell treatment. Even better, it works because it actually treats the cause of osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis. It does. This treatment was originated and thoroughly researched in the 1940s. You know, it's amazing how far behind modern medicine is on things that work. They just totally ignore them if they happen to be natural. Well, here's that supposedly outdated information that has worked for everyone I have worked with since I read the book on it in 1972 or 3, something like that. It's worked for everybody. Now, gotta warn people, it doesn't start working until the third or fourth week when, oh yeah, I think it's a little better. But by the third or fourth month, oh my goodness, where'd that pain go? No kidding. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman published a book titled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. In that book, he described the results of a two-year study of 455 individuals with significant osteoarthritis. Now, in addition to recording the degree of pain, which could be thought of as subjective, he also measured range of motion measurements. How well does each joint flex and extend? Measured it, wrote it in a book. That's a notebook, of course, of every affected joint in all 455 individuals. Yep. He explained that the range of motion measurements were necessary as objective measurements, as changes in each joint's range of motion could not be criticized as a placebo effect. A placebo will not make your joint flex better. Mm-mm. Sorry about that. All 455 individuals had very significantly less arthritis pain, the very large majority no pain at all, as I mentioned, and had significant improvements in the range of motion of these joints. Dr. Kaufman reported that pain relief and joint motion improvements started after 3 to 4 weeks, like I just said, of niacinamide use and maximized in 3 to 4 months. Yeah, no kidding. Although all arthritic joints could experience relief, Dr. Kaufman wrote that knees and shoulders responded the best, followed by neck, and then wrists and fingers. He also observed that continuous treatments can significantly reduce swelling in connective tissue and cartilage. Laboratory testing demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Since reading Dr. Kaufman's work back then in the 70s, no one taking this treatment after visiting Tahoma Clinic for even very severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. I did say nobody has required it. Niacinamide works against osteoarthritis because it treats the cause. In just the last few years, researchers have reported that the major cause of degenerative arthritis is less than optimal production of a key energy molecule called ATP by the mitochondria, the little energy engines inside of every cell. And they're inside of cartilage cells, too. And they're just not making enough ATP to keep those cartilage cells healthy. When there's not enough ATP, the cartilage cells deteriorate. In very recent years, researchers reported that those mitochondria, remember they're that major source of energy for every cell in our bodies, can be re-energized by the same treatment Dr. Kaufman used in the 1940s, the niacinamide form of vitamin B3. Just as importantly, some might say even more importantly, when mitochondria are weak, our cartilage cells, it's very likely that they're weak in our brain cells, our heart cells, our lung cells. We could go on and on. These mitochondria are in every cell in our bodies. I am not kidding. Which is very likely why so many people have told me that as their joints felt better, their mood and memory and many other things felt better too. Science Magazine reported over a year ago that niacinamide prevented glaucoma in 93% of mice. Same problem. Mitochondrial malfunction, this time in eyeball cells, corrected by niacinamide. But back to degenerative arthritis, or osteoarthritis. Would you rather pay $5,000 to $10,000 per stem cell treatment or less than $200 a year? And you don't have to do it at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. You can buy it at your local natural food store. No kidding. For enough niacinamide to re-energize every cell in your body, no prescription needed. In addition to an excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis, pain, and stiffness very inexpensively, there's that big bonus, beneficial effects on any other body tissue that needs that niacinamide. And by the way, I'll explain this at another time, but for those who have a family history of type 2 diabetes or type 2 diabetes themselves, their bodies cannot synthesize niacinamide internally. So that's why there's an 80% overlap I'm not kidding. There's published research on this between osteoarthritis and type 2 diabetes. Okay. Now, here's an amazing letter that was sent to Green Medicine Newsletter. Yep, we have Green Medicine Newsletter, too, as well as radio. Dr. Wright, I wanted to thank you for something you helped me with some time back. 12 years ago, I was in a bad accident. My knee was crushed. I had knee reconstruction surgery, which included 3 stainless steel plates and numerous screws. At the time, the surgeon let me know I would be getting osteoarthritis in my knee. In about 10 years, I would need a knee replacement. When I heard this, I was worried, so I came to your clinic and asked you if there was any way to prevent getting arthritis. You suggested I take 1,500 milligrams of time-release niacinamide twice a day, which I've done for the last 12 years. Since this time, I've hardly had any trouble with my knee, but recently I've had a bit of pain, so last week I went back to the knee surgeon and he took an x-ray. He was quite surprised when he looked at the x-ray. He told me my knee looked wonderful and he could see nothing the matter with it. I specifically asked if there was very much arthritis in it. He said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Your knee should be a mess by now, but it looks great. Thanks to you for suggesting niacinamide all those years ago. I do not have arthritis in my knee after 12 years, and I don't need knee replacement now or anytime in the near future. Thank you for all you do to help people the natural way. And so do all the clinic physicians at Tahoma Clinic. I, for one, certainly appreciate it. Tahoma physicians can help with many health problems by entirely natural treatments. Want to stop those gallbladder attacks forever, and I'm not kidding, forever, without surgery? Want to eliminate endometriosis pain without surgery? Rebuild lung function if you're a woman suffering from COPD? If you're a man at any age, why not significantly improve your body's own anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Did you know there is an anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Yes, there is. And there are natural ways of getting our own bodies to switch more of the testosterone into the anti-carcinogenic form. No kidding. Why not eliminate your child's asthma or eczema? Tahoma Clinic can help you with all these problems and many more. Yes, I am advertising Tahoma Clinic. I realize that. But those are things we can do. Back to Green Medicine Radio. After the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Here come the phone numbers again, 206-421-0770 and 800-465-8770. And as you can tell, it's time for me to shut up here.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I'm still here. Okay, let's see. We have four people. I'll go as fast as I can and try not to talk too darn much. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Wright. Years ago, I'm talking almost 40 years ago, I had a situation where I was so dizzy and constantly dizzy, and I thought I was going to lose the ability to drive, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And so I started going to all these doctors, internists, and checked for Meniere's disease, and my gynecologist, and, you know, he sent me to this doctor and that doctor, and nobody could solve the problem of what was making me. Eventually, I got to the point of just falling on the floor, you know, when I'd be walking. And I thought, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm going to lose the ability to even move here, and nobody can figure this out. And finally, my gynecologist said, well, this isn't usually the type of doctor I usually send you to, because this was 10 years down the road now. And he said, but I'm going to send you to Dr. Jonathan Wright and see if there's anything that he can do.
That was nice of him.
I walked into your area there, and you had a great big picture of a sundae, you know, the banana split up there on the wall.
Okay.
It said there was 25 teaspoons of sugar in this banana split, and I thought, wow. So then I go into your office, and I was not diabetic, you know, so I wasn't worried about that. But I went into your office, and within 1/2 hour, you told me you are allergic to sugar. And you said it took a long time to get you to this point, and it's going to take you a couple years, if you faithfully watch this, to get out of it. That was 40 years ago, Dr. Wright.
Oh, my goodness.
I thank you every day, because when I walked out of your office, I got, for the most part, sugar out of my diet. I became a vegetarian to clean up my act on my diet. I spent a number of years going to your clinic and getting vitamins and things like that. But to this day, I'm 81 years old, and I have never had a pass-out spell again.
And yay!
I just want to thank you, because it was a simple and yet complicated, because a lot of people don't understand that, of your body becoming allergic to just sugar, and you're not diabetic.
Yeah, that is different.
And you solved it within a half hour in your office. And I can never thank you enough for all that.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am. I really appreciate hearing that folks have done better with natural medicine.
I recommend anybody that is having issues, especially if the normal doctors that you go to cannot find out what's wrong with you, head for Dr. Wright's clinic, and let me tell you, you're going to get help.
Well, thank you, and everybody, I hadn't heard from Dawn in a long time. Thank you so much, Dawn, for calling in.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. Okay. Well, thanks to Dawn for that. I wish we could get things done that well for everybody. We come close, but nobody's perfect. Okay, so I should shut up and listen to Joan now. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Dr. Wright. My question is about, I have radiculopathy nerve pain from a nerve root in the L3 area, and I'm wondering, can that affect the digestive tract? Are those nerves somehow compromising my digestion?
Well, I would definitely need to look that up. That's lower down the spine, but it's a possibility anyway.
Yeah.
I can't say it's a fair certainty.
Well, all they offer me is steroid shots, which I won't get, and it's very frustrating because I've had it for a year and a half, so.
Yeah, no, I'm a tiny bit confused here. Are the steroid shots supposed to be for your digestion
they're supposed to be for my the nerve. They're supposed to go in there and put it in the L3 nerve to quiet down.
Now, were you in an accident or something, ma'am? How did the nerve get pinched?
Well, you know, I fell once, but they don't think it's from that. They think it's just degenerative. It's like an osteophyte that's pressing on the nerve that maybe the back tried to stabilize itself and form this osteophyte.
Mm-hmm. And was an X-ray done to show that osteophyte as well as the
other? I had an MRI done.
It was an MRI instead. Okay.
Yeah.
The MRI showed the osteophyte, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And besides the suggestion for the steroid injections, anything else been suggested?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. There is a possibility something might be done, but I can only call it a possibility. I can't tell you, absolutely for certain it would work.
Okay.
But if you want, come on into the clinic and discuss it with somebody, but wait till after Wednesday for that.
Okay.
Why? Because I'm going to go over this with all the doctors at the doctor's meeting so that they'll all be as prepared as they can be. Right now, as you can tell, I'm not real prepared, but I'll get prepared before Wednesday.
Okay.
And then if you feel like it, check with somebody at the clinic, one of our physicians there. I will have informed them, and we'll be going over not only the options I can think of, but the options they may have, too. So I'm not saying for sure we can get something done, but whoever you do see, we'll definitely tell you why we might think of getting something done for this, ma'am.
All right. I can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm sorry. Sorry I can't tell you more this minute, but after Wednesday, you'll be able to learn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Is it time yet? No, it's not time. You'll hear the music in a little bit, but let's get Alex's question anyway, even if we don't have time for the answer.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for
Alex.
My call. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. A question. I supposedly have been told that I have fungal sinusitis, and I looked it up and Googled it, and it supposedly is stating that is like a sticky, tacky coating when you touch it, and that's exactly what I have in my sinuses when it's coming through my sinus, and it's constantly an ongoing thing, and this has been going on for over a year, and so it's got to a point to where it's not just in my sinuses now. This coating has gone into my eyes and has put a coating over my eyesight.
Really?
Where it affects my vision.
Uh-huh.
And it's also now coming, this coating feeling, tackiness, is coming through my skin, my face.
Oof.
This has been going on for a couple of years now, and I've been to a couple of ear, nose, and throat. They ran for bacterial and fungal, and it came back negative. I went to another doctor. He thinks this is, like I had indicated, a fungal sinusitis. So he put me on a antifungal medication, and he indicated I would probably have to be on this for 3 to 6 months, And after a month of taking this, I started peeing blood.
Oh. Okay. And what were you told about that, sir?
Well, one other thing I have to mention, I have kidney failure.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
So I'm, from what I understand, that he probably should have put me on about half the dosage because mm-hmm. of the kidney failure, and that's what caused the bleeding. But also, after taking this medication for about a month, I started getting these outbreaks on my skin, on my body, everywhere.
What do you mean, outbreaks? Hives or little red dots or what?
Just things coming to the surface. The same type of thing that was in my sinuses, but when it comes to the surface where air makes contact, it kind of becomes crusty.
Huh. So your skin starts feeling a little crusty, is that it?
With these lesions that come to the surface, yes.
Okay, that's who's wondering. All right. And no other suggestions have been offered besides that one medication, sir?
That's it. That's the only thing.
You did say that tests were done for fungus and they came back negative. Is that true?
Correct.
Huh. That sounds very different. They should have found something if this has been diagnosed as fungal.
But the fungal test that they did was like a 2 or 3 day test. And I wasn't sure they could culture something in 2 or 3 days or however they're doing their testing to come up with the conclusion that it was negative.
Okay. Yeah, there are a variety of labs that use various techniques. You're quite correct about that, sir. Now, let's see. I know we don't get much sunshine in the Seattle area, but when there is sunshine, do you happen to go out in it and do you notice if there is any effect of the sunshine on your skin or in the sinuses or any other place where whatever this is manifests itself?
I've noticed no changes at all from that.
No changes from sunshine. Okay.
I do take a high-dose vitamin D, 10,000 a day, but that had nothing to do with this prior, so...
Okay. Well, the reason I asked about sunshine, sir, is, as you know, and I think we all do, there are many other components besides vitamin D and sunshine, such as infrared radiation and so forth. And as you know, infrared can kill a variety of germs. And yet, it is safe if we get it from the sunshine, if it's not the wrong frequencies of infrared. So I'm not saying, hey, that's going to be the answer. That's why I'm trying to explain why I asked about the sunshine. How long do you spend in the sunshine when you're out in it?
Well, I try to spend as much time as I possibly can because we don't have a lot of sunshine here generally, but yes, I do.
You got that right. And when you're out in the sunshine... Oh, you go ahead.
And the other thing is, too, when these things come to the surface, they not only have a little bit of a tackiness feeling, like what's in my sinuses, and they become crusty, you can scrape them off, and then they have a waxy feel to them, and they will come right back again.
Huh. Okay. So this is not just in the sinuses, quite obviously. Probably should have needed to say that, but it seems to be spread throughout the body.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the medication, when I started taking it after a month, like I said, I started to get these outbreaks. They were all over my body. They started coming out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things that comes to mind that may be worth trying, although I've got to admit I've not heard of anybody having anything like this, but I certainly believe you, sir. You've been putting up with it for a long time. So one thing that comes to mind, since this is systemic and not just in the sinuses here, is something called ultraviolet blood irradiation. Have you heard of that?
Never.
Okay, ultraviolet blood irradiation was invented right here in the Seattle area by a PhD fellow by the name of Knott, K-N-O-T-T. You can look up online if you want to. Just put in ultraviolet blood irradiation and K-N-O-T-T. He invented it, and for a while he had a patent on a machine that could be used. That patent has long run out, but there are still physicians throughout the country. They're here and there. It's not mainstream medicine, but Believe it or not, ultraviolet radiation was used by one of our Seattle area hospitals. I am not kidding. Until 1950, when all the antibiotic salesmen convinced everybody that that was the way to kill just about any germ there is with antibiotics. And so that Seattle hospital, which probably wishes to remain unnamed, quit using ultraviolet blood irradiation. However, we still use it at Tahoma Clinic. It's not illegal. It needs no approval by FDA since it's been around since the 1930s. And what that ultraviolet does, sir, that's why I asked you about sunshine. Sometimes the ultraviolet from sunshine will kill off germs. But they basically have to be present on the skin surface, don't they, for the ultraviolet to reach them. What the ultraviolet blood irradiation does is goes everywhere blood goes. No kidding. And it very frequently kills off infections. You can read about ultraviolet blood irradiation pros and cons online. The people who are against it are mostly the people who have been to medical school since antibiotics came into being in the 1950s, and so they were, what shall I say, drowned in data about antibiotics, and nobody even mentioned that there was an alternative, namely the ultraviolet blood irradiation, because the patent was gone, I guess, and so they weren't paying that much attention to it. But it's something to worth contemplate, be worth contemplating. Do read about ultraviolet blood irradiation online. You'll find some reports from practitioners who use it. You'll find other people who say, oh, it doesn't do any good. But it definitely can do some good. It definitely is a germ killer, no question about that, sir.
Now, is that for bacterial, or is that also that will kill off fungal, if it is fungal?
Yes, not only that, it'll kill off viral.
Okay. Well, I'll have to inquire with your, come in and talk to somebody about that there.
I'm sorry, it's the only thing I can think of at the moment, trying to get into all these places in the body where whatever this microorganism is, there are other things that would reach that by IV, but I don't think that vitamin C, for example, would do near as good a job as the ultraviolet on this one.
Okay. Well, I'll inquire. I'll contact your clinic and come in and look into this.
Okay, sir. Sorry I don't have a better answer for you, and I'm so sorry you're having to put up with this. Sorry.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the call.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest-skinned people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yeah, I guess I'm still here, although I certainly do plan to go take advantage of some of that rare Seattle sunshine. I hope it's still there when the program's done, but I should be shutting up and listening to Chris. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Look, Dr. Wright, I've seen you with my son 36 years ago. He's contracted diabetes type 1 at 4 years old.
Oh, poor guy.
And I came to see you for a period of time with that condition. And, of course, now he's 41 years old now. And his A1C is 8.3.
Okay.
And I was just curious to know whether or not you had any recommendations as far as any type of supplementation a diabetic of a type 1 could be utilizing right now in his life.
Well, certainly, sir. And I'm sorry, this is not a commercial announcement, but we do have at the dispensary something called Blood Sugar Improvement Formula, which was put together a number of years ago by Dr. Alan Gabey and myself. It's a multiple vitamin so that people don't have to take quite as many pills, let's put it that way. And even though it's a multiple vitamin, all the things that help with diabetes regulation are put into it, so one can use that, and usually it's at least some help. But of course, that's a supplement, and the main thing always is watching the diet. How closely does he watch his diet?
I'm undecided to know what that is exactly. He doesn't share everything with me at this point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the need to do so, but I'm not sure where it's at.
Okay. Well, there's another factor here, too, and that is that, as you know, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. And sometimes if we work on it from that point of view, this is autoimmune. Now, what can be done about autoimmune disease? Sometimes that's helpful. Now, with people who have unfortunately sustained an autoimmune disease, they frequently have quite a number of food allergies. And it's been a surprise to me that in that circumstance, sometimes just simply eliminating whatever those food allergies are, even if it's food that's supposedly good for us, let's take salmon or something, if we're allergic to it, it definitely can disrupt things in type 1 diabetes. Now, I'm not talking about type 2. I'm talking about the type 1, which you just told me about, which is very, very well known to be autoimmune. Now, next, something that you may have told him about already, and that is vitamin D. Because, yes, there is vitamin D in that blood sugar improvement formula, but that was mostly made for the other type of diabetes, even though the same multiple applies, the chromium and the biotin and all those things that are necessary. But there's not a high amount of vitamin D in there, and you know how much vitamin D is in our bloodstreams if we live in the Seattle area and don't get much sunshine at all, unless we deliberately take vitamin D, and that helps against the autoimmune component of this whole problem. So do you happen to know if he's taking any vitamin D? That's a simple step.
He probably does not at this point.
Okay, well, I know that sometimes parents have trouble convincing their children at any age, but
yes.
But it's something to think about, because really, if our vitamin D levels are low, there's one other thing, and here's something you could tell him, because it doesn't sound like you would not sound like you're hassling him about his type 1 diabetes control, And that is that there are studies out there from Europe. The main one I'm thinking of was from Germany and Austria. And what they did was enroll over 10,000 people and ask, can we draw your blood? Okay, what for? Because we want to see what happens over 10 years. So these people were all over age 60, sir, all of them. They did that on purpose. And what they found after a 10-year interval of waiting is that the more vitamin D in the blood, the less likely the people were to be dead of anything at all, except for getting run over by a truck full of vitamin D, but that's a different story. But aside from trauma, the more vitamin D in the blood, the less likely the people were to be dead, and the less vitamin D in the blood, the more likely people were to be dead. And that applies to anybody who's over 40, sir, and he is. So you might tell him about that. Hey, we'd like to keep you around, son, and you want to stay around for your kids. So you know where we live in Seattle. See, we're not even discussing type 2 diabetes here, and yet it might do him some good, sir. Or type 1 diabetes. Yeah. I said that wrong.
On another note regarding the vitamin C, what type of vitamin C would you recommend to take that's more absorbable than the very... various styles that are out there.
Right. The most absorbable is also, as you might expect, the most expensive, but it certainly does absorb a lot better. It's called liposomal, L-I-P-O-S-O-M-A-L, and you just walk into any health food store, the Tama dispensary, wherever, they've all got liposomal vitamin C. It is more pricey, but the research on it shows it's much better absorbed.
Okay. And the product called astaxanthin, is that supposed to be similar to vitamin C?
No, not at all. Astaxanthus has a lot of its own health benefits, no question about that. But vitamin C works in a different way.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, very good. I'll take this to heart. I see Dr. Sherman on occasion myself.
Okay. Well, glad you do. He's a good doc. And like I say, if we could, you know, if you stay away from even talking about type 1 diabetes and just talk about living longer, that'll get you a little hold on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've known you for 45 years.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Anyway, well, thank you for that.
Okay, and thank you for calling. Okay, let's see here. Oh, yes, it's not time for me to shut up yet. So, Carol, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hey, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
Can you please tell me what... I was curious what the optimal levels for a female of blood hormones are.
Okay, well, if you're doing blood hormones, are you just interested in the estrogens, the testosterone, both, or what, ma'am?
Both and progesterone.
And progesterone. Okay. Well, you can get a good reading on testosterone and progesterone in blood. No question about that. This is for women, too. And what will come back, because they'll know you're a lady because of your name and all, what will come back is the women's reference range. And they tell you total testosterone, and that's not the one we're interested in because the total is not the active form. The active form is the so-called free testosterone. And they will also give you a range for women on that one. And we want to be around median. As you know, median is just halfway in between low and high. And we want to be median, maybe a little more than median, but we want to be there. And the reason that's so important for ladies is that muscle is not estrogen-dependent. It's testosterone-dependent in both genders. And so if a woman wants to avoid walking around with a cane when she's 90, she has a much better chance if she keeps her testosterone up within the normal range for women than if she doesn't. So I'm glad you got that in mind. Now, the progesterone, same thing. That can be measured in blood quite accurately. But here's the sad thing, ma'am. We cannot measure the estrogens in blood. One of them we can't measure at all, and we can't get it done accurately. And that's the more important one. It's the anti-carcinogenic estrogen. It's called estriol. And the reason it can't be measured in blood is that some years ago, a physician did a study. He actually persuaded people to be injected with radioactive estriol. I'm not kidding. So he could track the estriol around the body. And what he found was that that estriol disappeared from the bloodstream within just a few minutes. And the rest of the day, it wasn't there. So to check the estrogens, we're best off with the urine collection, the so-called 24-hour urine thing, because we definitely can find all three of the major estrogens in urine, but in blood we can only find one of the major estrogens, and that's the one called estradiol. So the person can get two things done in blood, the testosterone and the progesterone, see where they are compared to the usual women's range. But the other one, if they're going to get the maximum help from hormones, it's got to be done in urine, man. I'm sorry. And that's the three major estrogens.
Well, thanks, Dr. Wright.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. I hope that's a little help anyway. Okay. And there's that music. So again, it's time for me to shut up. And then I'll get back to Suzanne and Charlie.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, thanks for that, announcer. And let's get right over here to listen to Suzanne and then Charlie. Hi, Suzanne, what's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright. My brother-in-law has type 2 diabetes, has for a number of years. It seems to be, from what I understand, like out of control as far as keeping his blood sugar level. And he recently found out that he has insulin resistance. And I don't know how bad, I don't know numbers or anything like that. So I know that you talk a lot about insulin resistance, and I'm wondering if you could point me to some literature that I could read and that I could pass on to them, anything that you would recommend.
Now, how old is your brother here?
I think he's like 78.
Okay, and is this something that just turned up recently, or has he had it for quite a while, ma'am?
He's had it for a while. He's got heart things and his feet. You know, he's got neuropathy, things like that already.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, what I'm trying to think of is if I can, is if there's a good book that has insulin resistance as one of its major titles, and I'm sure there's one out there, but I can't think of it at the moment, darn it.
Okay.
But is he watching his diet?
Well, they kind of come and go with it, and they don't have anyone that's really guiding them, and so they kind of go around and do different things, and then they fall off the wagon, and you know, then they try something else, and it's nothing really regular.
Well, here's why I ask, ma'am. There's a terrific book out there that you can get very inexpensively online these days because it was published over 10 years ago. So you go to a used book search engine and look for it. And you've probably heard of this. It's called The Paleo Diet, P-A-L-E-O. And the reason to start with diet rather than supplements is diet is more of a regulator than the supplements are. The supplements are good, but they're secondary. And the Paleo, P-A-L-E-O diet, the book to look for was by a doctor by the name of Lauren, and oddly enough, he's a guy. It's L-O-R-E-N, the male version of Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, and then Cordain, C-O-R-D-A-I-N, C-O-R-D-A-I-N. Okay. He's a Ph.D., University of Colorado or something. And what he explains in there is about insulin resistance. That's not his major topic. His major topic is the diet, because the diet actually helps to reduce the insulin resistance. How does it do that? Because it eliminates anything a caveman couldn't eat. That's what's called the paleo diet. And cavemen did not have available to them sugar, refined carbohydrate, or grains. It just says you got to eliminate those, because what those do is they call out a lot of insulin. They really do, especially that's known in type 2 diabetics. They call out twice to three times as much insulin as in non-type 2 diabetics. And the body gets tired of all this insulin, lots more than in other people who don't have type 2 diabetes. So it starts to resist it. And then what happens is the body has to make more insulin to overcome that resistance. Because, why? Because it's got to get the sugar into the cells. And the only way the sugar gets into the cells to be burned for energy is by the insulin helping it. So basically, it's more insulin, more resistance, more insulin, more resistance, more insulin, more resistance, if we continue to eat anything a caveman couldn't eat. Now, cavemen did stay alive, no question. They went hunting, they went fishing. Some of the cave ladies dug up roots, got berries and that sort of stuff. But at that time, it was a competitive advantage to have this problem because you gain more weight. It's proven that diabetics gain weight on the same diet much more easily than others do. And at that time, it was a competitive advantage, and the descendants of all those people with the advantage of living through the cold winter because they had accumulated more fat than the other people, the descendants are the type 2 diabetics that are with us today, ma'am. So anyway, the Paleo Diet by Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, Cordain, would be the best starting place. And then after that, okay, look at the supplements. There are supplements. There's that blood sugar improvement formula that Dr. Gaby and I put together. And that way you don't have to have a whole bunch of bottles of supplements.
Okay. All right.
I
will find that book and... Yeah, thank you so much.
Do you look for these books online?
What makes the cells resist the insulin?
That there's too much of it all the time. They can't handle that much all the time. And that goes back to cavemen.
Eventually
your insulin just goes sky high to get it to work if you keep eating those things, ma'am. Otherwise, the insulin can't work, can't put sugar in cells. And they burn the sugar for energy, but they also store the extra sugar as fat. Yeah. Now, do you look for used books very much? I'm not at all affiliated with this outfit. They're in the UK, United Kingdom. But they're just called Used Book Search. And you just put into your search engine three W's. You know the www routine. And then Used Book Search and then .co, not .com, .co, and then .uk for United Kingdom. And you put in the name Lauren Cordain, and you put in Paleo Diet. And
okay.
within 4 minutes, ma'am, every online source that's got that book, they all basically unscroll right in front of you, and it'll tell you how many books
okay.
they got and what the price is.
Okay. All right. That sounds like something I could handle. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Okay, Charlie, you're it, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Dr. Jonathan.
Well, hello, Charlie.
Well, are you having a beautiful day today?
Well, I'm looking out of the window, and they're having a beautiful day out there, and I'll go join it after you and I are done talking, sir.
Right on. No, here's the question I have. I have a friend. He's like a 26-year-old male. He's of African descent, and he's got high blood pressure, and he is a little overweight, and he's taking medication. Is it possible there's something out there that he don't have to use the medication besides his diet?
Well, besides the diet, yeah. Now, if he's overweight, the next thing we want to know is if he, down the road now, I don't mean right now, but if he down the road might get type 2 diabetes, that's one of the very common reasons for being overweight. A professor over in the UK proved, and he just flat out proved, that even if you're just in your 20s, if you got type 2 diabetes, you will gain 3 times as much weight as those who don't have type 2 diabetes on the same amount of sugar and carbohydrate in your diet. That was a professor at Queen's University over there. So people who have this genetic heritage, or it's somewhere in their family they get type 2 diabetes, even if they're not type 2 diabetes themselves, and they won't become type 2 diabetes until they're 55 or 60, they still put on weight much more easier than other people. And so I have to tell them, hey, get that Paleo Diet book, because that way they quit putting on weight as much. And besides that, the Paleo Diet helps you reduce your chances of type 2 diabetes, sir, if you don't have it already.
I see. You know, I got a question about hunting. We actually refrained a lot from, we would take sugar and put it in our tea or coffee, and then we switched to honey, and actually the wife is actually dropping weight by refraining from honey. Is that a possibility or what?
Okay, you say she's dropping weight by not using the honey, or by using the honey instead of sugar? Which one?
No, not using the sugar. Not using the sugar, right.
Well, that's very much a possibility then, sir, because remember, hey, there were bees around in caveman time, weren't there? And so cavemen could go steal some honey from the bees. It's just they couldn't do it real often, not every day, and especially not in the wintertime, but still using a limited quantity of honey is much healthier for anybody than the refined sugar.
I see. So is there actually any kind of herb that would help him besides the medication that would, besides the Paleo Diet, is there any kind of an herb that would help his lower his blood pressure?
Yes, there is a Ayurvedic herb that's been used to help relieve stress for a long, long time. And let's see, the person talked to about that, I'm sorry to repeat this if you've heard it, but we have as head of supplements and products in our dispensary a woman by the name of Tawny, T-A-W-N-I, and there's no charge to speak to her about supplements. Now, we have to be very clear, she's not allowed to recommend it for any one individual, but she can tell you, oh, this supplement, it's associated with lowering blood pressure, and it's an Ayurvedic herb. It's called Cardiotone. I finally remembered the English name. C-A-R-D-I-O-T-O-N-E. Cardiotone. And it definitely keeps cool. The blood pressure down.
Okay. Then I asked you about coming to your clinic. I mean, can I ask this lady is there like initial charge, or is there like $6,000-$7,000 to come
to you? No, it's so much for this doctor, so much for that doctor, so much for the other doctor. They all got their own rates. They're independent contractors. And you don't get charged beforehand, only afterwards.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling in, and we could all hear the music. So I'm going to go out, and I hope you are too, and be able to get some of this rare sunshine around here. Yeah, we have had some earlier in the summer, but not near as much as most summers, have we? Until next week, bye now.